testimony, his testimony, and it's very exciting because God has done something very powerful and very wonderful, and it's lovely to be able to, those people who've come, who Chris has invited, you've come today because Chris has invited you, thank you for coming, I'm sure he appreciates your support, and it's very exciting to have him with us. It's very exciting hearing what God has done in Chris's life. We'll know and love Chris. He's a great guy. But beyond being a great guy, there's actually something happened in Chris's life which is very remarkable, because it's God. God has intervened. God has stretched out his hand and touched his life in an amazing, wonderful way. And so Chris has agreed to tell his story. How did it happen? What happened? What did God do in his life? Let's put our hands together and welcome Chris today. Chris. Chris, how long are you staying for? Are you moving in?
Hello, everybody. Glory to God. God is good in all ways. I just want to read a prayer that has been with me all my life when I was a child, and everyone knows the Lord's Prayer. We could bow our heads. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. So it's a prayer that came with me from birth. I remember from Sunday school and so on. Always remembering that prayer. It's like God was with me all the time. Constantly, constantly. But it hasn't been an easy life. For a lot of people, it's never an easy life. It actually never is. But because of the grace of God, it's a wonderful thing to know that God comes and intervenes at the time when he knows he has to. You know, my life hasn't been easy, and I'm sure a lot of people's hasn't, so I don't take no praise in any way at all, but it's all for God today. And I stand here, and I share my testimony with you, because I was burdened for a very, very long time with lies that the world lied to me and told me things that things were good, like smoking, gambling, drinking, doing things of the world. Basically, the world offered me everything, but not everything. The world just showed me temporary, exciting things. But in that time, when the world was showing me these things, I was blinded to the truth. And in the process of growing up, I became addicted to gambling. And gambling became a very strong and very powerful way of living for me. It was like the most amazing sensation and feeling there ever was. And it became like a God to me, but not a God. And, you know, I try and lighten up a bit, because if I get too emotional, I'll start, you know, crying and so on. But anyway, I brought a suitcase here, and the reason why I brought it is, if I can open it, that is, let's try and open. Oh, where's the zip? Sometimes life is like this, you try and open it and you never can. Oh, there you go. So anyone who's not here listening to audio, I'm opening the suitcase, trying to find my burdens. Oh, there they are. Okay. So as I was going on through life, you know, 10 years was good life. So it was only you, a little child, so growing up. But about teenagers, my first burden came onto me. And this is it, a burden number one. So as you grow up in life, you know, you take things on your life and you just kind of forget God and you go along life thinking, okay, cool, this is life. But you don't realize that something is coming onto you like this, a burden, a heaviness. But you carry on living. So you're 15. Now I'm 24. Go for a 24 age now. And by the way, this is not what I wrote down to talk about today. The Holy Spirit is amazing. And another burden. So there you go. As again, 24, heavier and heavier. And then, you know, then gambling came into my life. And that was just kind of lifted. Not lifted the burdens, but kind of pushed them away slightly and burdened them even more. And they came on top again. And this one was really heavy. This was a really heavy burden. So now smoking came. I wasn't married by this time. And I didn't want to get married because of smoking, because of gambling, the addiction of gambling. I didn't feel worthy enough. I felt ashamed. I didn't know what to do with my life. But I was carrying this heaviness around me. No, I don't want to get married. No, I don't want to have children. No, I don't want to have a life. This is my life, gambling, addiction. And it was kind of so heavy that in the end, I said, you know what, I'll get married anyway. But in the time when I went to get married, I brought with me my burdens. I didn't come clean to my wife I was going to marry. I came full, thank you, Lord. A tear was going to come, that filled me with joy. You know, thank you, Jesus. So good, all the time. And I came burdened, full of gambling, you know, my life, smoking, going out, living a life like I was like free and do whatever I wanted. Like free, just totally lost completely. And then I went through a marriage, and I wasn't what I say a very good husband. Not far from it. I would say I was quite a bad husband. Well, you can see all these burdens I was carrying. And I carried them, not even realizing I was married. Not realizing I had children. Two lovely children, lovely wife, lovely home, lovely business, lovely car, but still carrying all these burdens around me and enjoying them, thinking it's normal, thinking it's great. But you know what? They got so heavy that I couldn't even breathe. I was full of anxiety, full of depression. I even wanted to run away from home and just leave my family. I was on the internet looking for flats to just go and run away, to find somewhere to hide. And I was like, Lord, what can I do? What can I do? I even asked the Lord. Lord, everyone does. When they're in trouble, say, God, help me. And he did. And I was driving in through Muswell Hill one day, and I saw this sign that says Alpha Course. I thought, Alpha Course? What's that Alpha Course? Oh, I was going to have a look. So I went into Alpha Course. I started doing an Alpha Course. Okay. That was quite nice, Alpha Course. So as I was doing Alpha Course, I felt something of my burden come off, but still carrying some. So I carried on, done the Alpha Course for 10 weeks. It was amazing. Had a Holy Spirit day. And that was a real, real amazing time, the Holy Spirit, because another burden came off. That was amazing. And I thought, okay. So I remember going home that day and I said to my wife, I want to tell you the truth. You know, it's not, I'm sorry, forgive me. And I did. I said, sorry, forgive me. And something happened that day. Something happened. It got worse. It got worse. The devil came and said, really? I don't want your marriage to succeed. There's no way your marriage is going to succeed. So more gambling. And it was even better. I even started to borrow money on credit cards, spending thousands and thousands of pounds, thinking this is how my life should be. And then, oh God, help me again, Lord. So he heard me. And if we, you know, don't have to turn to Ezekiel, but it's a really nice verse in the Bible. It says, I will search for my lost ones who strayed away, and I will bring them safely home again. I will bandage the injured and strengthen the weak. I will destroy those who are fat and powerful. I will feed them, yes, feed them justice. And God did. He came into my life. And he showed me a vision. I call it a vision because dreams, I don't really remember them. But the vision I had, that I was going fishing and walking towards the lake. I started to walk one direction. And as I walked towards that direction, it started getting darker, darker, and darker. And I carried on walking. I looked into the lake. There was a car in the lake with a skeleton in it. And I thought, this isn't very nice. It didn't feel nice at all. Carried on walking a bit further. I saw some people like in a club, smoking, drinking, laughing, having a good time. Still didn't feel good. It felt dark and treacherous and scary. And I said, I don't like this. This is not good. It's like now I understand that God was showing me my life. Where I was. So instantly, because of that fear, I turned away. And as I turned away, a light, everything just illuminated. It wasn't a light, it was just illumination of brightness again. And I walked the other way. And as I walked the other way, I passed a figure sitting on like a stone seat, but she was like invisible, but I could see the outline of her face, and she smiled at me, and she was picking petals from a flower. And I carried on walking, and I smiled, and I thought, wow, this is much nicer. This is better. So I walked towards like an entrance, but it wasn't an entrance. Like, I'm still walking in the middle of nowhere. And there was two pillars either side of me. I could see it right now as I'm talking. And there was one pillar here, one pillar there. But I looked up, and it was going up forever. There was no ending to the pillars. I looked in, and it was like meadows and meadows of colours. It was just colours everywhere. They looked like headstones, but they looked like roofs. I don't know what they were. They were just every single colour you can imagine was there in these meadows. Forever, it went on forever. And right in the distance, I could see it so clearly right now. It was like a dome, and it was illuminating light of gold. It was just illumination. And I stepped back because the splendor of illumination was too much for me. And I remember now falling down to my knees, and I fell down to my knees like this. And I said, Lord, forgive me, Lord. Forgive me for all my sins, Father. And as I opened my eyes, I see 2 feet with sandals. And I looked up, and I couldn't see no more from the blinding light. And I heard the voice say, you are forgiven. Instantly, I woke up. Instantly, I woke up. I didn't know what happened to me. I thought, oh, what's that? But I didn't know God planted his seed, his love inside me to change my direction in life. And that's what happened. About a few weeks later, I still carried on smoking, still gambling a little bit, but not enjoying it as much. It was something telling me, I'm bored now of this. I'm bored of this now. It wasn't even exciting anymore. And then came the crunch. I went up the road, and on my left-hand side, I saw a sign saying, Victory in Christ Ministries. I'd never seen that before in my life. I thought, that's funny. That's my son's school. It's like this, a place like this. And I went inside to have a look, and there was this about 5 people praising the Lord. But they were like real, like, it wasn't like here, it was just like real hard, you know, like African-based, real spiritual warfare battle going on. And I thought, wow, this is serious. I looked in like this, and I thought, I'll go in. So I went in. They said, welcome. I said, oh, hi, how are you? Overwhelmed. I thought, okay, I'm here now. What's God going to do? And I stood there, and I was overwhelmed by the presence of the Holy Spirit, because I know now who the Holy Spirit is. And I didn't know, I started shaking, I started feeling not well. I didn't feel right. And the pastor said to me, do you want to give your life to Jesus? I said, yes, I do. I gave my life to Jesus that day. And since that day, my life changed completely. I started having deliverance. I started reading the Word in the Bible. But the wonderful thing was, I learned truth. I learned to live truth. Because my pastor said to me, God is going to show you truth. And I thought, wow, how? When? You know, so I walked out. Changed, I gave my life to Christ, walked out. Baptized and everything. Went out, I lit a fag. Smoked a cigarette, lovely. Still smoking. Then I went home. And about a few weeks later, truth came knocking on my heart. And I went to my wife and I said to her, I've got to tell you the truth. And I confessed everything to my family. And that was really hard. But as I did, praise the Lord, everything just came off me. Everything came off me, and the burden was lifted off my heart. Everything, just by living the truth, because Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So if we start to live a truthful way, we will have life in Jesus. And that's what I started doing, living a truthful life with Jesus. And since then, it's changed my life forever. And I find myself today serving the Lord in my shop, in my little salon in Lismore Circus. We're doing Alpha Course there now, which I never thought I would be ever doing something like that. I've been there 20 years, not even knowing what I'm doing there. But now I know why I'm there. And it's amazing, because God is using me, even though I was a pitiful, horrible, selfish, self-centered, nasty man. Absolutely terrible. But God still picked me up and God still loved me and said to me, come, I will take you to a place of rest and salvation. And he did. He took me and I'm here today. And I was really, really nervous today to come here. But I have a calling in God. And God's calling for my life is to be here today and serve him. But God took me, or should I say God took me? Possibly he did, yeah. He allowed me, should I say, to do what I thought was right. To teach me, to show me discipline, respect and honor for life that he has given me. And to respect others who are going through the same thing. Because as a person, I was quite judgmental. Look at that person, look at this person. Like it says, take the plank out of your eye first. So the plank was definitely taken out of my eye because of Jesus. And I thank the Lord this morning for today. I don't think about tomorrow, but I think about right now where I am. And it is so important that even though we have all this burden in our lives, that Jesus comes, takes away all the burdens from our life completely, refreshes us, renews us, and changes us forever. And then the great things happen after that, is when he says, look back into your burdens, Chris, your sins you had. Just look and just rummage through and see. And so I did. I started looking and I went, I've got a suitcase now because no one can see when I'm auditing. And I looked into the burdens and I found this little, small, tiny book. It's called The Holy Bible. I've got a bigger one here too. Paul gladly gave it to me as a gift, I think. Yeah, he did. I've got a small Bible here called The Holy Bible. My whole life and all my burdens are in here. So everything I went through in my life is in here. Explains it all to me. And now as I go through the Bible reading, I wonder how amazing that God just took me out of where I was. And I was wondering the other day that I'm kind of babbling on a bit, aren't I? I'm kind of repeating myself like I can just hear myself. You know, I was in a plane going to Greece. And the wonderful thing about that, I was in way up in the sky, as you are in a plane, 50,000 feet up in the air, I think. And I was sitting there near the window and going, I'm so close to God now. Look how close I am, up in the sky, really, really close to him. I'm saying, God, I'm really, really close to you. And he says, Chris, look down. So I looked down and I saw the earth. I said, wow, I'm above the earth now. I'm thinking, great. He said, no, look down at that little light down there. I looked down the little light. I said, wow, there's a little light. You can see a house, a street light. He said, look inside that light. And I saw, that's a little room. Inside that room is a little me. And I thought, oh my. My most powerful Lord. I'm in that little tiny room in this big world, in this big universe, on my hands and knees, praying to the Lord and saying, Father, hear me. And he heard me. He heard me. I wasn't nothing big. I wasn't a big person. Look who I am, Lord. I was a little speck in this whole universe. And the Lord himself came and redeemed me. He came and saved me. What a gracious Lord. You know, I can't believe the power of God. I cannot believe the power of God. But today I do believe the power of God. Because we have salvation in Jesus. And what he went through on the cross. You know, we see it on television. We hear about it. But it doesn't sink in to our hearts. Because it becomes a visual and auditorial. But Jesus is more powerful than that. God's power is much powerful than that. He comes into your heart and touches you where you don't think. He says, Chris, people, listen to me. See the truth and you will find the truth. Seek me. Oh, Lord, I do, Father God. I seek you. You know, and God does not forsake you. God does not push you aside because you make mistakes. He knows we're going to fall. He knows we are going to fall because we do. And that's how we learn. And it's the most amazing thing that God has his hand and says, come, come. You know, wonderful, wonderful Lord. And I'm so glad I have an opportunity to change and to become a different person and to work on this earth doing what God wants me to do. You know, it's so important now. My eyes are opened now. So opened. You know, I used to be so angry, so vicious, so violent, so aggressive. You know, all these things, I think about them. How God changed me. And it wasn't even, how can I say, me. It wasn't me. I used to go to like tarot cards, future readings, yoga. I used to do so many self-help programs. But nothing compares. Nothing compares with Jesus. He's the only one that took me out of where I was. You know, when I look back and see everything now, I see that it was all a lie. It wasn't true. Most of it is true. Most of it's a lie. But I see my perception of how I was supposed to be living on this earth was a lie. But now I see the truth and I will go forth serving the Lord in what I should be doing. You know, I'm kind of like running out of words here, you know. And I feel that I like to honour the Lord today and say thank you very much for what he's done in my life. It's very, very important. Do you know, in my shop a few weeks ago, a young girl came to my shop. She was quite sick. She had a problem with her intestines and warts on her face. And I didn't really believe how much God loves me. And just through faith, I prayed for her. I laid my hand. And you know, the girl today has been healed from that problem. The warts have come off her face, her stomach is healed. And she comes every day and says hello to me every day to remind me of the blessing God has given her. It's amazing. You know, God is good. And you know, it's not about me anymore. It's about God now. And everything I do now, I see God first. I seek him first in all the things I do. And it's so important. Paul, I thank you. Thank you, everybody. Okay, thank you very much.
Fantastic. It's wonderful, isn't it? Fantastic to hear God loves every one of us and how God's reached down into Chris's life and changed. And if you, one of the things is Chris was telling his story. The thing that struck me as he was telling his stories, because he's told me a number of times, was that the stepping stones coming to knowing God. And each of us in our life can look back to stepping stones of how we've come to know God. And if today you don't know God yet in that personal way, God's got a purpose, God's got a path, God's drawing you towards himself. The thing, the watershed, the key thing, the amazing thing that happened, if you remember in Chris's story, was Chris had this dream, this vision, where there was a choice, there was one way, and then there was another way. And one way was heading towards darkness. One way was heading towards things that didn't seem very nice and seemed very good. And as Chris started to go down that way, he realized he didn't want those things. And maybe for you today, there are things in your life you think, yeah, there are things in my life I don't want to keep heading down that way. I don't want to keep going down the way that seems dark, the way that doesn't seem very good. And God showed Chris that there was another way. And it was a way that was light, and it was a way towards God, and it was a way of freedom. And as we've graphically seen with these rucksacks today, God wants to set us free. God wants to set us free that hold us back. And it may not be gambling, it may be other things in our life. For Chris has been honest, and we respect, very much respect Chris' honesty, because it's, you know, talking about these things. But God set him free. It may be different things for you. It may not be gambling. It may be something else that burdens you. Something else that's heavy. Something that holds you back. Something that stops you going towards God. And the fantastic thing is, God loves you as much as he loves Chris. And there's this fantastic freedom, this fantastic change that Chris has experienced, we can all experience. You can experience it too. So I'm just going to ask you to close your eyes just for a moment. And we're just going to pray together. And as we're praying, if you've never prayed before, then just relax. Because I'm going to pray for you. But I just want you to appreciate this morning how much the God who made everything, the God who made you, loves you, cares for you, has got your best interests at heart. And today God wants to come and set you free. God wants to free you from any of the things that hold you back, any of the burdens, any of the things that are not good things. Set you free that you can walk in the freedom that we've been hearing about today. Let's just still our hearts and be quiet for a moment. Jesus, thank you that you love every single one of us. Each one of us you've made. And you've made us to know you. You've made each one of us to love you. You've made each one of us to walk in freedom from heavy burdens, from difficult things, from hard things. And Jesus, I ask that you'd speak to every person here today. Would you show us how much you love each of us? Would you show us how to walk in this freedom we've been hearing about? Would you give us the courage to turn from the path of darkness, to turn around and start walking towards you as we've been hearing about today? Jesus, give us the strength to do that. Give us the courage to do that. Would you help us, Lord? Great. I wonder if you'd stand up with me, please. Martin. We're going to sing. And as we sing, let's open our hearts. And let's listen to what God wants to say to each one of us. You're special. You're special because God's made you. And he wants to speak fresh into your life today.